Concordia would receive the football to begin the third quarter down 21-0, and they would have one of their better drives of the night start up here. They would only go about 3 minutes, but the Scott City defense would stiffen up after Concordia had it to second down and about medium in Scott City territory at the 40-yard line. They'd get one sack at the 45-yard line by Sir Stevens. Then on third down, why not add another sack and force Concordia to punt?
Panthers 2-6 on third down, 3rd and 15 from the 45, empty set. Now Trost looking left side, a flag comes up. He will be brought down, and Gabe Bowers tackles him for a 2-yard loss at the 47, holding on Concordia.
Scott City would force the punt there. They would take over their worst field position of the night at their own 17-yard line with 9:11 to go, third quarter. They'd have to go 83 yards to try to get their fourth touchdown of the night. They were off to a good start, though, on the first play of the series.
This will be the worst field position of the night for the Beavers at their own 17-yard line, leading 21-0, empty backfield with the three receivers set, two to left, one to the right, and two wings. Gooden from his own 17 sends Cale Gooden in motion from right to left. Quarterback sweep play left side for Parker Gooden. Cuts it up across the 20, 25, 30-yard line, first down to the 34-yard line. He will gain 18 to the 35 on first down.
First down play would be incomplete. Second down, Gooden would only gain 3 yards to the 38-yard line. And then on third down, it was Scott City going through there once again and putting together the longest play from scrimmage this year.
Scott City 2 of 5 on third downs. We'll send McDaniel left, two wings set up. Lauren Froh and Hunter Yeager are the wings. Fullback Cale Goodman tied in right side. Three to snap it as Yeager in motion. Play fake for Gooden on third down. Now we'll roll to his right, and he has a wide open Lauren Froh if he can make the catch, and he will. 30, 25, 20, 15. Lauren Froh will house it. 63 big ones. And no flags, and it's 27-0 with 7:39 to go, third quarter.
As I mentioned earlier, that would be the longest play from scrimmage all year for Scott City, and, of course, by far the longest passing play, but the second long pass play that went for a touchdown. Alexis Reyes would kick in the PAT to make it 28-0. Scott City with 7:37 to go in the third quarter, and the Beavers, that was a four-play, 83-yard drive that just took a little over just under 2 minutes off the clock there. And Scott City would have the 28-point lead there in the third quarter. Concordia would get the ball in their next series at their own 24 after the kick return. And they would move the ball down the field, but on fourth down, they would go for it from midfield, down 28 points toward the end of the third quarter.
Formation, empty backfield for the Panthers. They will be going for fourth down and four from midfield here with 3:35 to go, third quarter. This is a 10th play of the drive and a four-minute drive for the Panthers. They're down 28-0. Empty backfield. Back to pass is Trost on fourth down. Looks right. Pass is going to be incomplete through the hands of McVary, and he gets drilled that time.
Hunter Yeager delivering the blow there on Nick McNair there on fourth down, and Concordia would be forced to turnover on downs. At midfield with 3:23 to go in the third quarter, Scott City would put together a first down, but then something that has hurt them all season long came back to haunt them late in the third quarter with around 2:10 to go.
Beavers with a fresh set of downs, leading 28-0. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Two wings set up, twins to the left, one receiver split wide to the right. That is Jackson Lewis. It'll be a sweep play for Hunter Yeager. Oh, he fumbles the ball. It wasn't a good handoff exchange there, and Concordia recovers it at the 45. First turnover of the night comes with 2:10 to go in the third quarter.
Looked to be just a quarterback, a running back exchange issue there, and Concordia would recover it. At their own 44-yard line, they'd only gain a yard on the play and have to be forced to punt with 4.8 seconds to go third quarter. Scott City would take over at their own 36-yard line. They'd have one play in the third quarter, and then the rest of their plays in the fourth quarter, and that's when we'll pick up. In our next segment in the fourth quarter, Scott City with a 28-0 lead, and their drive continuing well in the next segment on WesternKansasNews.com.